Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This show is sponsored by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with healthy, delicious treats like dark cocoa almonds. Support this podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/TMOS. That's right, free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what it's all about.
What it's about.
It's all about social networking.
Wait, I just said what's it about?
I wasn't going to call you on it.
But wait.
It's
rewind.
All about verbs
rewind
and subjects and predicates, objects, all
what
that.
What is it?
No.
I can't say it.
Oh, boy. What's it all about? That's what you want to say.
What's it all about?
What's it all about? It's all about social networking.
Yeah, it is.
People do Facebook. They do the Pinterest.
Instagram.
Yes, but I think one of the big ones is still the Twitter. And a couple nights ago, Larry King, talk show host Larry King, got on Twitter and had a field day at 2 in the morning.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wowza.
And we have an exclusive interview. I want to get to the bottom of this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been too long. LK in the his house. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Larry. What is it all about?
Oscar having problems with addiction?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats
right.
on the new...
That's okay. I trip on my tongue occasionally.
Congrats cool. on the new podcast with Sean Southwick King.
Yes, the new podcast, Sean Southwick King. It's a wonderful podcast. It's me and it's Sean Southwick King.
Hey, could you do me a favor?
Sure, yeah.
Since I know you're on a microphone here, can you use the mic technique that you used on the promos?
The promos for
your podcast? Yeah, can you talk on the
mic? Well,
I'm
talking to you live in your studio, but I've got a special microphone here that I do my podcast.
Yeah. It's a podcast mic?
It's a podcast mic, absolutely. So I say,
let's hear it.
You have to play the role of Sean Southwick King.
All right. Hi.
So you have to say, hi, I'm Sean Southwick King.
Hi, I'm Sean Southwick King.
And I'm Larry King.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, boy. And then say something like, Larry, you're so funny. You be Sean and I'll be Larry.
Oh, Larry, you're so funny.
You're not too bad yourself, Sean.
Now, when you record your podcast,
yes,
are you in the same state as her?
No, I'm in Beverly Hills and she's in Provo, Utah.
Provo, Utah with her family.
Yeah.
Oh, Larry, you're incorrigible.
So are you, Sean.
But that's not why I'm here.
No, because you went on a Twitter.
You called me up. You said, come by the studio, and I was in D.C.
You see, you went on a Twitter rant, and I always like to get you. You are great at explaining things because, Larry, if you're one thing, you're curious.
I am curious about everything.
You love
You know, here it is.
Remember that one time you ran into Curious George at the zoo?
Oh, yeah, my idol. Curious George. He was curious.
A monkey in a book?
Oh, sure. He was curious about everything. You know, he always wanted to know what's under the chair. You know, what's going on? What's around the next corner?
I
think if you lose your let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you lose your curiosity, you lose your zeal for life. It's not just about food and waste.
You like waste? Like your
food,
waistline?
Eating food and then it leaving your body as waste product.
Right. No, you like Curious George.
Love Curious George.
Do you have an opinion on the man in the yellow hat?
Oh, the man in the yellow hat, one of my favorites. I like Robert McCluskey, One Morning in Maine, Blueberries for Sal. I like The Runaway Bunny. I like lots of other children's books.
The man in the yellow hat is Curious George's caregiver.
Yeah, his owner.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, I don't like to get bogged down on the details. That's why I never prepared for my show.
I understand. So we've really tapped into your curiosity. I remember in the past you've explained to us toast.
Sure.
Can you give us a quick recap on toast?
Well, it's it's what it is. It's bread elevated to the next level.
Is it delicious?
It's good. You know, your average slice, for example, of white bread or sourdough, any of your breads, your wheats, your whole grains,
rye.
You know, you put that on and butter on it. It's not gonna sing. But put some toast on out there, boy, and man, that'll really work. But I'm here to share my tweets.
I wanted you to explain.
We can talk all day, which you seem to want to do, before we get to my tweets.
Okay, because you went on this Twitter rant. Now, to me, can you just in 20 words explain Twitter to me?
I can do it in one word.
Okay.
Magic.
How is it magic?
It's on your brain. It comes out through your fingers. And then everybody enjoys it. Your fingers.
You connect to the world. Boy.
Yeah, it comes out of your fingers, and everyone gets to read it. And you, it's a great way of expressing yourself. I'd never go into a studio at 2 a.m. I wouldn't do that. So when I'm sitting there and I've got my insomnia, I like to, you call it tweeting, right?
Right, tweeting. You call it tweeting.
Yeah.
Do you do
yeah.
it on the computer, or do you use your phone?
I use an old computer and then have one of my assistants transcribe it to the Twitter.
All right. So you went on this Twitter rant a few nights ago, 2 a.m. What are some of the thoughts you shared? Some of the
I say, Maurizio, please go over there and put one of my tweets up.
Maurizio, your houseboy?
Yes.
How Maurizio. Long has he been with you?
47 years.
Let's hear it for him.
Oh, yeah.
God bless
oh, yeah.
Him.
Oh, yeah. No. Great work.
Do right. you have music for the background music for my tweets?
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
These are real there, boy. I got my highlights right here.
These are actual tweets that you shared with
sure.
the world.
Yeah. At 2 a.m. Eastern East Coast or
2 a.m. West Coast time
Whoa.
In Beverly Hills.
All right, here we go.
Jeez. Let me get into my official tweet position.
He's just hunching over.
I can't remember the last time I went to a zoo.
You had to get that out to people?
If you've seen one fireworks show, you've seen them all.
Oh, my God.
My wife looks so cute with her reading glasses on her nose.
Oh, God. Oh, gross.
Does anyone still play Chinese checkers? I hate people with perfect teeth.
Oh, well, how about that?
I don't know why, but I just thought of Lawrence Welk.
Jeez.
Does anyone still drink Sanka?
Sanka?
Old coffee,
I've never though. Been on a hayride. I like Donald Duck better than Mickey Mouse.
So you went on this tweet rampage, Larry.
Yeah, sure.
And you got all that stuff off your chest, thank Christ. So obviously, after all of those tweets...
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
nothing
sure.
else on your mind. You have a
right,
clean slate.
Of course, yes,
there's
yes.
nothing else in the world.
Let's get to it.
People could
sake.
Say, I right. wonder if Larry has anything else on his mind. And he'd say, no, yeah. my mind is clear.
No, you are wrong, turkey leg breath.
What? There's
I have
more?
Some extra. I have some extra Larry King
no.
tweets.
There are more tweets for everybody's edification.
And thanks for the music. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Why do I shake when I pee?
Oh, Larry.
I love eating my own scabs.
Oh, Larry.
Gross.
Does anyone have a TV with rabbit ears?
With what?
Rabbit ears. I like 70s pornos. Why do my eyes get crusty when I sleep?
Oh, no.
I've never spent more than 20 minutes in the sun. If Mel Torme was in a hot tub, I'd be aroused. I broke 2 teeth chewing a Jolly Roger candy. What's that horrible smell behind my ears?
Oh, God. Larry's ears. Yuck.
Suzanne Plichette had a great ass.
Too no. soon.
Monkeys scare me.
No, but not Curious George.
I wish I took better care of my skin.
Oh,
too late now.
And I hold in my hand right now the last one.
Oh, excellent. I've the final the tweet one. From Larry King. Larry? You want to gather yourself? Yes. Oscar, this is Larry King. Broadcast legend Larry yeah. King. Now he has a podcast and he's on Twitter.
Yeah, he is.
We can follow him. And now is his final tweet. If he could just get himself together. You having fun, Larry? Yeah, he nodded. He's having a good time.
Does...
What?
Take two. Oh.
Yeah.
Got a backspace.
Larry. Does CrossFit involve anything with Jesus?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you need to get fit? Fitter? More flexible? Or add less fatter? Then join the Butterfield Discount Gymnasium. My gymnasium is absolutely half full with state-of-the-art equipment, with everything you need to get healthier and fitter, except water. Becoming a member of the Butterfield Discount Gymnasium just couldn't be easier. All you need are 7 different forms of identification, a list of all your relatives dating back 625 years, a letter from your milkman, and exactly £4 in 50p pieces. And remember, please bring a coat. We don't have any central heating in the gymnasium, so you will get cold. Guaranteed. Once you've signed up, we'll give you your membership card. Oh, hang on, this isn't you. And every new member will receive this free sports bag. K-Ring.
What can I keep in that?
Anything you want. It's up to you. The Butterfield Discount Gymnasium. Join now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I apologize. That was highly unprofessional.
I didn't think Larry was going to make it. I
couldn't help myself. That one, there's something about that one that just tickled my. That was a personal show for me. I just, that is something I pictured Larry saying. CrossFit Jesus. Anyway, live from the Gabby Viper Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25.5 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, he comes from one of your favorite towns. He comes from Cleveland. He's number 7 defensive back, junior Sean Draper. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean Draper. Saw a guy down here on the old driving range at the old golf emporium yesterday with a Hawkeye hat. We were talking Hawkeye football. Not happy, this guy, after the loss to Maryland.
Yeah, they should have. I think they should have had that game.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But he was very, let's just say he had a pessimistic tone about Hawkeye football. And I was, I extricated myself from the conversation.
Did he talk like post-haste. Did he talk like Steve Bridges? Did he say, they should have had it.
You know, you got that. We should analyze that one day. You know, that kind of Iowa sweetness that doesn't always exist in people. They're not as good as they're cracked up.
They're very pragmatic, very efficient in Iowa. And, you know,
the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Huh?
They get it. That's it. It's quite simple. Our show today brought to you by Harry's. We love Harry's and want to say thank you. Take this opportunity to say thank you to all of our wonderful listeners who are just gaga over Harry's.
Yes.
Harry's is catching fire with the Mike O'Mara Show listeners. We are constantly, almost on a daily basis, getting people sending pictures of the Harry's packages that people get at harrys.com. Let me tell you that they are really, really taking off because they cut out the middleman and they can offer amazing shaves at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. Check out the video about the factory on harrys.com. It's fascinating. You'll love the starter set. $15. It's an incredible value.
It is.
You get the razor, 3 blades, and your choice of Harry's shave cream or the new foaming shave gel.
Mike, the gel is fantastic.
The gel is, you're a gel guy?
I'm in love with the gel.
You put the gel on your dome?
I put it on my dome. I put it on my face.
Very good. Remember, free shipping. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. Go to harrys.com and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever. I really want to say something seriously. We talk about this being a partnership, but when we get clients like Harry's and all the wonderful sponsors we have on this show, I really love it when our listeners get excited about a product.
I do,
and
too.
I think that's good stuff. And really, I want to say thank you. And we really do appreciate you sending along the feedback for that. It is not lost
huge
on us. We're small. We're a small operation, and we pay attention to that. Everybody sees it. I see it. Oscar sees it. Rob sees it. So that's good stuff. I also want to talk about the good godparent and the bad godparent. First of all, the
new
good
movie
godparent.
Coming out.
Is this like a parable?
Well, Rob, you are the good godparent today because
you called
the church lady back, and Oscar did not.
So I figured Rob would take care of it.
And hold on, bad godparent.
BG, is it BGP?
You know,
This is not business related. This is friendship related. You know, this
Mike,
is above and beyond business, and I'm not going to compare the two. I'm not going to compare the two either. I'm not going to say you didn't yell at me yesterday and tell me that you know I needed to do the Comcast thing, and I didn't say anything because you were right. I just would appreciate you, you know, since this great honor that has been bestowed upon you. You know, and the good news, I got
Wendy.
Good news, though.
You should call Wendy.
The rehearsal
I called
is...
her yesterday after 3.
Did you?
Yes, you told me to call after 3
really?
So I wouldn't have to talk to her.
Well, I might have said that.
Did you? Did you?
Rob did say that. Yeah.
You bastard.
No.
All right, you're both bad. You're both bad godparents.
Well, no. I'm the efficient
Effers?
Godparent. Because what happened is I knew that the church business, the office closes at 3. And
30,
all of the
30,
busy-
30, 3:30.
It was 3 on the message, I thought. But I knew that all the business that needed to be taken care of could be done with a brief message.
Yes.
And if I didn't get, you know, to actually speak to Wendy, it would be okay. I called at
well,
5 and I missed
in,
her.
She put the call in Thursday.
And I
she
called
did.
Her back.
She did.
I called
you
her
got
back.
Her back sometime over the weekend, like right. The president. You know, I return my calls that night or the day after. You know,
well,
you.
It was
I guess
not,
you're just
it was not
too
90
scary
seconds
busy
ago.
Planning your pilgrimage
was
down
a,
to see Jerry Lewis.
What if
Dick Sapphire, or whatever that guy's name, what if he called you Thursday night?
Rick
when would you
Sapphire.
Call him? You'd call him 15 minutes after he called you.
I
you'd
might
call
have.
Him 15 minutes after he called
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but sometimes, Mike, you don't want to look needy. And what happened to me being the good godparent? That was just
what,
like
incidentally,
2 minutes
what is
ago.
The, what is the gist of the call, by the way?
And she just wants to have us on a conference call.
No, that's not what I got. What
really?
I got was, hi, Rob, this is... X from the church, and we're very worried about Mike. And no, they want to do.
He didn't show up for Hollywood Game Night. They're
that's
concerned.
Right. They said, "Is he well? Is he breathing?" No, they right. want. They want to talk to us and make sure that. I think it's mostly about you know just behavior and what's expected of
when
us.
When are we doing it again?
I think it's Tuesday at 1.
Next Tuesday, right?
Yes,
I'm free.
Oh, okay, so you mean it's set? It's good to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're
I just
all
I
set
called.
GGP made it happen.
Yeah, I
oh,
called,
so then I can't bust your balls today because you already called. I thought I was going to come in today. And
I
you would called, not have
called yesterday and after hours on purpose just to leave a message that I talked. I said I spoke with Mr. Robert Wadham Spiewak and he said that we're meeting next week sometime. I'm good with that time. Ciao,
well,
ciao.
And you know what about Wendy yes. doesn't need to waste her time with us. You know what? We want to be
right.
low maintenance. People. Yeah. We'll
be
here.
Here's the real good news. Here's the good news that I got the word on this on, you know, I am now Churchy McChurchson. I'm there every weekend and you lingered
pray
afterwards.
For us, Mike. Pray for us.
I will. Thank and I went into the fellowship hall.
Oh, was there
after
coffee?
The service. There was coffee and cake. They were saying goodbye to a musician that helps with the service. It was a wonderful. Yes, Rob.
What kind of cake?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have any. I didn't
coffee
have any
cake.
So
you know how you make church for you know how you make cake for church? You start by putting 2 eggs in a bowl and you beat the hell out of them.
So the good news is that it'll be an early morning for us on Sunday, but
sunrise
the,
service.
The actual rehearsal
yes.
is an hour before, so it's 9 o'clock rehearsal.
Oh, no big
which
deal.
Means
9 o'clock
go in,
call.
We do the 9 o'clock call and then we do the dog and pony show and then we're all done and
well I've
you know,
prepared
it's a couple
I've,
hours
I've
but,
prepared my remarks and I've got some nice
you won't be delivering remarks.
No and I've got
thank
some nice punchlines
no.
for Oscar
what kind
no,
of
no.
what kind of presents do we get for this shindig
I don't want presents your presence
actually
your presence is your presence
I think the tradition is to give a present to the godparent.
No, I thought it was for the little boy.
No, you always do something for
leave
the kid.
Leave it to you to think of that. A present for the guy. You know what the present is? The present is your hotel room in sunny Florida.
Oh,
that's your present.
Lovely.
That's your present. Now,
what would little Michael like as a gift, though? Because it is.
Yeah. I don't think.
I was thinking of getting him a stock.
I was thinking of getting a savings bond.
One share of some special
ooh,
stock.
I know what. You know
wouldn't
what?
That'd be fun.
When
cool,
I was right? little, yeah. my Uncle Bruce
I don't
got
want
me,
presents, but I kind of like that idea.
When I was little. My Uncle Bruce bought me 3 shares of Ringling Brothers.
Oh, did you get it framed?
Yes.
Oh my
that's
God. Mark
get.
Riddell, Twitch, my friend Twitch up in Tampa is going out of his mind. Hey, and feel better, Twitch. Twitch has had some health issues lately, and I wanted to send
aww.
Along my very best wishes to, no, Rob, I don't think it's drinking. I wanted to send my best to him, and hopefully
feel
he's doing well.
Him.
Yeah,
and
attaboy.
Feel better.
He showed me a really good time up at the Ringling headquarters, and I
you
was
know,
happy about that.
The best part of working at Feld is that you can walk in, and there's smiles everywhere.
It's so true.
Right?
Yeah. And you know what? When they say quit clowning around, they're not yelling at you.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's right.
They encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You boys had your coffee today. I'm trying desperately to keep up. So here's the drill. I'm going to pick Oscar up at the airport first thing in the morning. I'm taking Oscar over to his hotel.
Thank goodness.
I am dumping him there.
Yes.
Right.
He will not be required to post until sometime late in the afternoon on Saturday.
I'll still be wearing my costume.
Is he walking distance to the mall?
No, the great thing about where you guys are staying, I did this on purpose. You guys are right there. You're literally, you're in the mall. You are actually in
Are we in a kiosk?
Dream come true.
The property is on, it's one of these open air shopping areas, and the property
Lovely.
Is on there.
Yes.
You've got a maybe 100 yard walk. Across the parking
lot.
That
is awesome.
That's great.
Where you are. And not only do you have
Florida shopping.
Not only do you have shops, but you have watering holes and places where you can meet and greet people.
Do you like pretzels?
I love Auntie Anne's.
There's an Auntie Anne's there, I'm sure.
Nice.
I don't think there's an Auntie Anne's there.
What about a Cinnabon?
There's a movie theater. There's a movie theater. Catch a flick.
Showing some nice second run pictures.
Nice.
Yeah, it'd be good.
No, it's first run, but what's wrong with you?
It's a classy
top shelf place, Mr. I Want a Present for coming down to Florida.
Come on, just have some fun.
It's Technicolor 4K Cocoon.
Oh, fantastic. And a show starts every 20 minutes. It's like
it's
Disneyland.
It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a beautiful event. And we're not.
Is it the mall that has Dillard's?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes.
Good, because they do have good clothes for the larger man.
Well, you'll like it because it is kind of like, it's frustrating down here because this is a national chain and they don't have, I don't need any like heavy duty fall, winter type stuff.
So
I don't need that. And that's you know what? There's several things now that are happening now in October. For example, one of the things I do that was doctor recommended to, and I talked about this on the show, to save my back, and actually it's worked amazingly, is called tractioning my back, which is you suspend yourself in the deep end of the pool, and you kind of hang, and it tractions your back. And it's not like tractioning on a table or something that's a little more radical.
Right.
It's a gentle traction on your back. And I was just sitting here and doing it yesterday, and Carla came across and brought the baby into the pool, and I looked at her and I said, Carla, it's October 20th. And it was just kind of a cool moment. And I realized
this
is Florida.
Yeah.
This is Florida. It's a new rule, you know, and the new rules also is, you're down here and it's not, a lot of people complain they don't get the seasons down here, but I'm still digging on this and kind of experiencing it because it's, it's warm.
And in October, no bathing suits required.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right, Oscar. The whole family.
As soon as you said that, top off, bottoms up.
Oh, and that continues in the next month.
We were practicing nudists.
I'm sure you got the flyer up at the common area in your area. I'm like, Nudevember.
No, but there's a great feeling. Snowbirds or people that live in the Southwest or even Florida overall, if you're, live there year round, there's a great feeling. When I lived in Scottsdale or Phoenix,
right,
I remember calling my brother in Boston, and it was November, a little before Thanksgiving, and I said, hey man, not for nothing, but and this is when you had like the crappy camera phones, and I would send him a picture, an SMS, and I would sit there and I'd send it over. I was like, look at my view. And it was the pool. It was sunny. People were swimming. And he was freezing. I knew he just got like 18 inches of snow in Boston. There's a feeling that you can't help F the seasons for the first maybe 5 years you're in a warm climate where you say
you
F
can't
the seasons.
Help but floating.
It's going to be great. You're going to love this. This is going to be your first fall winter that is straight on through, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll take a break, come up and see you guys in December, and also, I'm going to be, other than that, that's going to be it. Besides Reno and seeing you guys
in
December, it's going to be
it. Because it will eventually
incidentally, get... by the way, I don't like to skip way ahead,
right.
We'll have a little something in December back in the Northern Virginia area. A lot of people, when we do our West Coast shows like Reno, people say, hey, what about us? We haven't forgotten you, so don't worry about that. So I will be coming through, but then right back down here. And then I'm really, after the Christmas holiday, it's going to be really exciting to be down.
Yeah, but
I've never done that.
Let's be clear, by you something, it's really a family affair, the way you're coming up here for.
Yeah, it's a family
thing. That's what we've done in the past. We always have a holiday show. We're going to have another holiday show.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Don't get confused. There's nothing a live show happening in the East Coast.
No, there's not going to be a live show. We're not going to be doing a live show, but we might see get out and see everybody. It should be a lot of
fun.
When you
get to the coldest that it gets down there, because I remember when we were in your town in March, I guess 2 years ago in March, it was like...
Horrible. Maybe, we had a horrible cold snap.
It was a cold snap, and it was like in the 50s. What's a really cold day in the dead of winter in Florida?
You experienced it, I think, in March when we were all down here, when we brought the show down here.
Right.
We did it live. It really... that's a cold
Chilly
snap.
Chilly Willy.
That gets down... I mean, that's why they have all the produce. I mean, they freak out. If they get a, it's a rare... It's very rare this far south to get any kind of a freeze. So, you know, you do it that
I
way.
I bought a sweatshirt. I was blacked out with Jimmy. I bought Jimmy a sweatshirt.
The locals say down here.
I got you, man. This has been great.
Hey, he bought me a sweatshirt. I can wear it.
Jimmy and Oscar, as far as the temperature, it was really completely irrelevant to the trip.
Well, alcohol doesn't freeze.
No, it doesn't freeze at all. It's crazy. So, yeah, it gets a little cold down here, but I think people almost welcome it as kind of a change from you know what they've been experiencing. So it's not a bad deal. So the drill is I'm going to pick Oscar up. I dump him off at the hotel. He's done. He's done for the day. He can do whatever he wants. Then you roll into town at what, midnight Saturday? Is that when you're getting in? When are you
coming
in?
8:50 on Sunday morning. I should just go straight to the church.
8:50, very good.
No, 6 p.m., Mike, as you requested when I originally made the arrangements.
Well, then
I don't remember how this turned into a bad thing.
Get some rest and get some rest because you will be... I'll pick you up, and then we're gonna be out for the evening. You're
perfect.
You're, you know, we're not gonna, you know, be good. I guess if you get in at 6. Then it'll be right out to...
Dressed for dinner.
Of course.
Yeah, come dressed for dinner because we will be doing that. And then we got my mother-in-law who's at another hotel down here and you guys. And then my daughters are going to be here and I'm picking them up on Saturday. So there are a lot of moving parts.
Why isn't your mother-in-law at our hotel?
Because she upgraded herself.
Oh, weird, weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It is weird. Isn't that weird that
she didn't want a Cinnabon?
Yeah.
But by the way,
I'm not staying next to the mall.
Can I tell you this?
I like staying by the mall.
Oscar, you should be aware. I had absolutely nothing to do with that. But I will tell you, if we do, and I think the plan is to go over to where she is, I think you boys are going to be a little jealous.
Really?
I think there's no possible way you won't be jealous.
Does Mr. Trump care if we drop in unannounced?
It should be fun. All right, enough of that. So that the plans are laid. Everybody knows what's going on. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Cool.
Should be interesting.
It's going to be great.
And you called the church, so I don't have to worry about that. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gentlemen, let me remind you about the Charity Hockey Classic that's happening this Saturday. It's the 6th annual Charity Hockey Classic. That's, again, Saturday, October 25th at Kettler Capital's Iceplex Arena in Arlington, Virginia. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. I get there around 11:15-ish, get some good seats.
Sure.
It gets packed, get there
ready.
A little early.
Yeah.
It's absolutely free for children to get in, so it's a great afternoon. And it all benefits the Children's National Health System. And you should know about the Children's National Health System. They help anyone that comes into their hospital.
Right.
They don't turn anyone away. And Rob, you know this very well. Great people, great people. Make sure you come hang out with us. The Mike O'Mara Show, we'll be there. A bunch of other celebrity guests. Come hang out. Great afternoon. Again, kids get in free. It's the charityhockeyclassic.com. Check out the website. Give a nice donation. We will see you este sábado.
What's the website?
charityhockeyclassic.com.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
We know Reno.
And we know that you're going to have the time of your life at CAT 2014.
Saturday, November 15th in the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Circus in Reno.
It's an all-new Mike O'Mara Show Live.
A live show, up close and personal.
Plus an exclusive after party for all the ticket holders.
Come on out and laugh at us and then hang with us.
And if you were wondering about a whore package upgrade,
this time everyone who buys a ticket is automatically eligible for backstage access.
10 lucky folks will win a pair of backstage passes for a pre-show drink with us.
Buy a ticket and you're eligible.
Everybody's a whore at CAT 2014.
Get your tickets by dialing 1-800-648-5010.
That's 1-800-648-5010.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live.
Made possible by Encore Insurance Services.
We'll see you there!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Computers, we couldn't do this show without them. In fact, computers are designed to make running any business easier, and that includes your mailing and your shipping. Thanks to Stamps.com, now you can have 24-hour access to the post office right from your computer. No waiting in line, no hassles. Stamps.com makes it easy. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage with your own computer. They'll even send you a digital postal scale that calculates exact postage, so there's no guesswork. How easy is that, as Anna Garten would say?
The best, Jeffrey.
Yes, it's the best. How easy is that? Digital postal scale.
Nah.
We use Stamps.com all the time, and you should too. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Here is what we want you to remember. You can act now for a 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone and use our secret code, TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click the microphone on the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS, and we thank you.
Yay, Stamps.
Welcome back to the show, Whoa, Whoa. Something that I have become aware of in the last maybe 2 days on online, a lot of video and stories, and I don't know if it's October, if it's the fall season, but there is something in the air where I have to be very delicate about how
Understood.
We talk about this. Self-satisfaction is in the air. There seems to be a lot of this going on. There was a video I saw last night that I was watching. I don't know if it was in the United States or if it was in a foreign country. I couldn't tell, but it was on public transit, and I am watching a person being videoed, standing at the front of what appeared to be a city bus.
Right.
And he is working it. And
what
he's working
websites
it, and
are
he's,
you on?
He's where I'm a regular news website. This is probably Yahoo News I got or Google News.
Now, when you Googled Yahoo,
no, I wasn't surfing that kind of stuff.
I just look.
Know?
I've been on there. I'm not judging you.
No,
yes. A good portion of my day is carved away for those websites.
Yeah, well, let me just say, Oscar, if I was going on those type of websites, I would not be seeking out men on buses.
Hey, I don't know what your kinks
themselves.
Are.
Yeah, okay. Some people really like public transit.
Oh gosh. Oh, my
you knew what
God.
Website he was on, you know, because at the very end Oscar, of the video, the guy yelled,
I have rare moments like this, but now, unfortunately, this is what I'm still thinking about.
Oh, no. Your godfather
right, you. You should know this.
I know.
You should know this, that there are websites that do have these type of videos for shock value and click-through.
For public.
Yes. Yeah. For click-throughs. You're talking about right now is a different type of perversion. Like, that's the type of perversion that is brought to you by certain adult sites.
But they also want click-throughs.
That is true.
Yeah.
In my youngest days, in the days where that particular activity was probably significantly more important to me than it is today.
Sure.
And there was a period of time in my life where that was really, it's what I lived for.
Oh.
And I think a
lot
of men
It wasn't that long
probably,
ago, Mike, that I don't think I could have done the 80-minute podcast.
Oh, God. Gross.
Well, the thing is, this is another story. So there's a video, and I see this video, and the guy's in the front of the bus, and they're just videotaping, and then the video ends. So I don't know whether he got apprehended or anything.
I'm pretty sure I know how it ended.
This story came across my desk just the other day.
So to speak.
Ba-dum-ba-dum.
Oh, my God.
That's
what am I doing today?
I just searched news on Google News, self-gratification on public transit, and nothing came up. What website were you on?
Oh, man, I don't know where it is. It's not the one I wanted to talk about. It's a guy like in a gray or a black T-shirt. He's a young guy. He's in the front. Looks like he's almost right near the door.
Oh, you watched it a few times,
huh? Oscar, it might have been somebody sent it to me. I have no idea. all this stuff.
Which
you know,
one was there's it?
I get crap all the time.
People
I don't remember
you
where stuff is.
Videos of guys taking care of themselves. You've got some wild friends.
Oscar, people send me stuff every day, not occasionally, every day, probably more than one thing.
You know
thing
what I don't
day.
Do when people send me things?
What?
Don't click through. Often I feel they're always trying to give me a virus.
Yeah. I don't click through all of them, but I look at a lot of them. And then this story comes my way. And once again, don't ask me to tell you where I found it. It says, most people would jump at the chance to be able to go back in time and fix a serious mistake that they've made. And Edwin O. Smith High School varsity girls soccer coach is having his worst nightmare come to life.
Uh-oh.
And unfortunately, he can't do anything to reverse it. Jeffrey M. Sirois, or Sirois, it's S-I-R-O-I-S, Rob. Sirois.
I think it might be Sirois.
Sirois.
Yeah.
Told deputies that he accidentally, that you got to, whether you believe the guy or not.
Okay, this is all in quotation marks.
He accidentally sent a video of himself doing the dirty to some of the girls on his team, which was supposed to go to his girlfriend instead. First of all, it doesn't matter now if he sent it accidentally, if that's what he was doing to help himself.
Not
because
okay.
He's a coach. The 57-year-old.
57?
57-year-old. He handed over the footage to police, and they matched the video that the girls saw on Snapchat. This is where perversion and lack of tech savvy meet in a wonderful cocktail.
He said, "Hi, is this the police department? I did it on accident." Is Snapchat the one where you it disappears?
Yeah, it disappears, but more importantly, Snapchat is skewed younger, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be for kids.
So you shouldn't be Snapchatting, one, your students.
Well, Snapchat is allows you to send images, and I think it's only 10 seconds.
Yeah, I have Snapchat. Trust me.
Okay.
I feel like a creep having Snapchat.
I invented
it.
I invented Snapchat.
I mean, does anyone else in the room have Snapchat on their phone?
No.
Okay,
no,
thank you. No. So,
okay. Young.
The only reason I downloaded it is to see what the hell was going on with
Mike,
it.
Mike, I installed it on my phone, but it disappeared after 10 seconds.
So, Snapchat is.
I put it in my phone, but I was simply not cool enough. It jumped out of my phone.
No.
Came out the hole.
I shouldn't have it on my phone.
It came out the little hole.
I'm telling you, it's like a younger thing. Like it's early 20s.
Is
it
a little young for you?
I feel like a creep having it on my phone. The only reason I downloaded it is because Todd and I, when it first came out, were like, "What is this all about?" Oh, and God. I was out with Zoolander, and Zoolander's girlfriend's sister was chatting away on it.
What would Zoolander call it, Rob?
He would call it Snapchat.
You jerks.
It's amazing. Everything disappears after 10 seconds,
and
which is the equivalent of, 600 tenths of a second.
F you, Rob. All right, and I realized that the early 20s and teens are using this, and they're using this for texting and sending pictures. They're right.
But here's the problem. I'm seeing this in the story.
Video.
One of the team members was friends with the coach on Snapchat and received the video. In utter shock, kids are so terrific, they shared it with other team members.
But the thing is if it disappears, how do they share it?
They could take a screen capture of it.
They could take a screen cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you screen cap it, the other person gets notified.
Oh, really?
Yes, unless you have a third-party software, and that gets all nerd-nicky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
I think the player says this. Once I realized what I was watching, I threw my phone down on the table and said, "Guys, you have to look at this." So, obviously, in another stroke of luck. Get it?
So
a stroke
to speak,
of luck?
Yes.
For the coach, that he said this to her when she was with a group of people. She's a teenage girl. She's with a group of people all the time. That's the way it works.
This is where it gets kind of weird
because
Robert is on basketball, Julia's on volleyball, and there is a lot of texting and emailing that goes around in between players, the team captains and their coaches and the parents. I think you have to keep the kids out of that stream because that's sort of an overlap, I think. I think texting might be too intimate.
Yeah.
Here's what the girl says. She says, "Once I realized I was watching, I threw my phone down the table and said, 'Guys, you have to look at this,' said the team member who initially received the video according to the warrant." The warrant. "We were all shocked by what we saw on the video and were talking about it," another student at the pizza restaurant. They were at the pizza restaurant.
Of course were.
When they saw the video.
Talk about an extra pepperoni.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't ask for sausage.
So I guess he's got some of these.
Oscar's so excited.
He's got some. These players are friends with his on Snapchat, and she checked her phone a few minutes later, another student, and saw that the video had been deleted. We all realized that we needed to talk to someone about this. Well, they're smart kids because they should have.
I was upset. To the waiter, they said, "Wait, why did you send me a picture of a breadstick?"
"I was upset and disturbed by the content and offended that our coach would share something like this," another team member told police later. This coach is just clueless and a perv. The girls alerted the volleyball coach, and she alerted the principal. The police were later contacted. Sirois' face was not in the picture, but key pieces of furniture were shown in the video and later verified when police obtained a warrant.
Key pieces of my stained, perverted furniture were in the evidence. But you know,
they got a warrant. They got a warrant to search his home.
Where is it going to fall for him if he's able to somehow prove that it's just that he doesn't know how to use Snapchat?
Well, it doesn't matter. He was doing this to the girls' team. So Sirwa claims that this was not intentional and that nothing like this has ever happened before. Mm. He said, quote, "This guy's such an idiot."
Yeah.
"I attempted to send a video of myself in which I was..."
Right.
He explained, "I was making the video to send to my girlfriend."
Lucky lady.
"It is something she and I occasionally do." All right, here's, and now for our tech expert, Oscar Santana.
Yes.
Oscar, when is it going to get to the point where people refrain from sending imagery of themselves? It doesn't ever
it's
seem to end well.
It's part of the human condition.
And it doesn't end well, though. It always bites people in the ass.
How about this? When I was growing up, oh, my God, if I saw a pair of tees or I saw a girl's ass, that would be it. My pants would explode. I'd have to go home and change my underwear, right?
Oh, dear.
Now we live.
I didn't need to hear that.
We live in a world of like instant gratification that if you want a picture from a girl or vice versa, you can ask for it and it can happen in seconds.
It can.
Like, I remember the and I feel like an old geezer even saying this. I remember the good old days when you'd have to wait for something.
Yes.
These are the interesting charges for this guy. He told police that once he realized the reason why she had not responded and what had happened, that's when he immediately deleted it. Yeah, of course. You wouldn't be sending that about 15 seconds. Here's the problem. And let me give you the charges first. He faces obscenity, risk of injury to a minor, and breach of peace charges.
You know what this is like, Mike? It's like when you're with your girlfriend or your wife and you want to try something new sexually and you're
right.
Like, "Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? They tried this. How crazy is that?" And then you wait for them to be like, "Oh, that's so crazy."
That might not be so bad.
Or if it's like disgusting, you're like, "Oh, that's what I thought. It was disgusting." He threw a flyer out of his pick, for lack of a better term.
All right, make a note of that time.
Yeah. Well, that's a common term. And he didn't
give you a list of common terms that we're not allowed to say.
He didn't get a response, and then he was like, "Oh, that was an accident."
We'll button this up when we come back, and we'll, because I want to ask you guys if you think he's telling the truth, because I think there's a question about that.
Sure.
And then, we'll talk about this a little bit further. We'll come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Meet you downstairs in the bar and hurt your rolled up sleeves.
Two words for you people.
What's that?
Free snacks.
Oh, I'm in.
Ooh.
I'm in.
Yeah, I said it. Free snacks. Listen up. First, drop that candy bar. Forget the chips. They're not good for you. Do what we do. Get natural, delicious snacks at NatureBox.com. NatureBox gives you hundreds of delicious snacks that are better for you. A bunch of them came into the Mike O'Mara Show studios. Oscar took them all home, and look at him. He's the fittest one on the show. How about peanut butter nom noms? I say that to my son when he's eating his banana. Nom, 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 nom. Dark cocoa almonds, baked sweet potato fries. There's zero artificial ingredients, zero trans fats, zero high fructose corn syrup. That's the bad stuff.
Yes.
You'll even find snacks that are low in sugar and gluten-free. Now's your chance to try NatureBox free with a sampler box featuring 5 of their most popular snacks. You can really help our show if you get your free offer. Free snacks that taste the best. To get your free snacks, go to naturebox.com/TMOS and give it a try. Free. Please don't pass this up. You help yourself, you'll get some nice snacks, and you help our show. Start snacking smarter. Go to naturebox.com/TMOS to get a free sampler box of delicious snacks. Oh, and you're welcome. We
there
appreciate
you go.
It.
Thank you, Mike.
I signed up for this free trial yesterday. I know that's kind of cheating because we actually advertise it.
That's fine.
But it worked for me as well.
Yeah, there you go. You got your free
snacks. Yeah, I did.
Free
snacks. They're on the way.
Okay, so obscenity and risk of injury to a minor. That's the fact that this is risk of injury to a minor. Here's the question I have for this.
Okay.
I have two of them. Two major questions here. The charges of obscenity and risk of injury to a minor, do those simply involve him sending the picture of himself to these students? Does the subject of his pleasure, what he was watching, because it says here he was watching a video of these girls. That's the video to, you know, that he was doing it to. So my question
hold on. This is a new something you haven't mentioned.
Yeah, a new wrinkle.
He was pleasuring himself to video.
Jeffrey M. Sirwa told deputies that he accidentally sent a video of himself doing the dirty deed to some of the girls. Oh no. Okay. So it's not the video.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
good.
Like, well, so it's good. Just him. Okay. That's okay. So it's different now.
That would be a totally different thing. Different the way now. I see this, this is kind of like the Oscar Pistorius.
I read the sentence wrong, and it made me think of a totally different thing. I thought that perhaps he was
watching a video that he had received.
No, that's so wipe that out. My sincere apologies.
Strike
that is wrong.
Strike
from the record. Strike that completely from the record. So,
but this
he's
is
just
like
getting.
But this is like the Pistorius thing. Oscar Pistorius was found guilty of shooting her.
Yeah,
but not necessarily meaning to shoot her. So what he probably, his best hope, whether or not it's true, and this is all alleged, his best hope would be
premature texting,
that he sent it by accident. Oh, yeah. And he's guilty of bad taste.
Yeah.
But even if it was an accident, he still sent a J.O. video to a
also,
kid.
Also,
has anybody, I know I have, has anybody in this room ever
sent the wrong person?
A text message to the wrong
sure,
person?
Yeah, of so course. Nothing that was like incriminating or embarrassing. It's just the wrong text, okay, and you sent it to the wrong
guy. I think I did it twice, and I might as well go public. Sorry, Mark. But anyway, no.
I remember
that. And when you were trashing Pony that one time, you sent it to Pony.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That the group awkward. Text.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I read that. I was
what
like,
a
oh.
jerk.
And then when we called you on it, you were mad at us because we called you on it. You said, I wanted him to see that.
Right.
No, you didn't.
He might not have wanted him to see it right then.
Yeah.
Maybe if it got back to him.
Let's just say I didn't really care. But anyway, it's.
We wouldn't have known it was from you except for all the furniture.
You didn't see my face. So the guy's going to get busted.
So the guy wasn't doing it. I completely misread this. It really sounded like, because it's poorly written.
It is poorly written. And if it had been the way that you had thought it had gone down, so to speak, it would be a lot worse.
When you read the word, the M word, that he was M-ing to, this is the way it's written. Jeffrey M. Sirwa told deputies that he accidentally sent a video of himself M-ing to some of the girls on his team.
What it should
okay,
have said
to
is,
me, that sounds like he is right.
It should have been. It should have been crap writing. Sent a video to the girls of him M-ing. That you know he misplaced all his.
So
articles.
Do you believe? I think you can. You can't not believe the guy because he wouldn't be so stupid that he would do it. Do you really think he'd be sending that to one of the girls going, hey, look at me? There's no way. I think he was trying to send. You think he really was trying to be a super perv and send that to the girls?
It's hard to say without knowing the guy.
I've never sent a blank, whatever you want to call it, pick of myself to anybody, right? It's not my thing.
Right.
But if I'm going to do that, I'm going to make damn sure that it's going to the right person.
But you know
Stay
what?
Stay tuned for your encrypted message from Oscar Santana.
Yeah, click here and type in these four letters. But if this guy is so stupid.
Or he's all in a tiff.
Oh, he's all worked up?
Yeah, he's all, literally.
Well, I mean, if he's not, a tiff would mean he's fighting.
Oh.
But if he's all worked up and he's not thinking clearly, if he's
stupid
enough.
It has to do with
enough,
dexterity as well. If he's doing. Well, I guess he took the video first and then he texted
unless he's sending the text, because if you're getting that type of angle with just furniture,
yes.
He might be really flexible and sending it with his toes.
He might be.
Or maybe, Mike, he shot it weeks in advance and he'd been saving it for the right moment. He said, you know what? This video really makes my balls look great. I'm going to hold on to it and send it when the time
it's
50-50. Is right.
50-50. You know what they're going to look at, Mike? They're going to look at all of his, they're going to probably subpoena all of his texts. And
you know
see
what?
If there's any shady
as creepy as this
behavior
is,
in the past.
What will really come to his defense is if there's a lot of other J.O. videos to his girlfriend.
Ah.
Because that's going to make it look like a normal behavior for him. And
all right, so if it's
that's
proven,
really gross, but that might
he
work
never
in his favor.
He never coaches again, though, right?
Probably, I
mean,
probably
not in that again. Not in that place.
Well, he'd have to coach something else.
Hey,
he could coach a team.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Individual sports.
This is strange because I feel like it's important. I don't have any kids, but if I had kids, I don't know how I'd feel about the coach texting my kid.
That's what I was saying earlier. Whenever I get any sort of notification from the league, it always comes to the parents.
And as it should.
Or
I think it would be overstepped. When I see my daughters, we have listeners that contact my daughters sometimes on Facebook, and I don't like that.
Of course,
I don't like that at all. I don't think that's cool.
If my kid's coach, or say Luca's, right? Coach was Snapchatting Luca.
Not cool.
Not cool. And you shouldn't be Snapchatting anybody. Snapchat inherently is there, so there's no trace of the communication.
It has a sinister theme to it.
Why?
Well,
if there was one person
in our crew that I think probably takes a risk, it would be Rob Spiewak, who sends personal greetings out to everyone that he doesn't even know.
That's right.
He did it like that came up over the weekend when Rob and Carla noticed that she said to me. Carla comes in and says to me, I thought Rob didn't like Dennis Murphy. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, he sent Dennis Murphy a birthday greeting.
And Mike, it's the most complicated, Carla wanted to know,
is that your OCC?
That is two things fighting OCC in my head. What is
it? He doesn't ride a motorcycle.
You know me. It's two things fighting in my head, Mike.
OPP.
It is OCD, the fact that everybody gets a birthday greeting, and that is on one side of the coin, and the flip side of the coin is that Dennis Murphy is cancer. And so,
well, that's the thing. Hold it, because you have said that on the show. Nobody has attacked Dennis more than you have. You have been on Dennis for years.
I regretted it because after I did it, and you know what?
Regretted what? That you called him cancer?
No, I never stand by that. I regretted the fact that I wished him a happy birthday because every day it's one of the things I do when I come down. I check my email, I go through, and I take 40, 50 seconds, and that's how much time it takes to wish everybody happy birthday.
It comes back tenfold on your birthday.
It's fantastic on my birthday. But then Dennis's name pops up.
If you noticed, Rob, Rob got back into his old habit because on his weekend you used to be so much worse, but you and Carrie kind of approached it like with shots of your beverages pre-gaming for Jerry.
Well, it was an exciting
time. Of you two kids at the Eiffel Tower.
It was an exciting time. And you know, and I said to Carrie, I said it when we were at King's Dominion, I said, we have to be careful because Mike hates to see when we're having a good time.
Oh God, so please tell me you didn't say that. Did you? I hope
I
you never mentioned my name.
I didn't say it.
God.
You think he's thinking about us on his weekend?
But what happens is
well, he's thinking about everybody, Oscar, because he shares everything.
He's thinking about him and look at me.
When I saw Dennis's name come up, I had the same conversation I have with myself yearly, which is, why am I still friends with him on Facebook? And I think it is because, you know, there is a shared history. You have a longer history with the man than I do. But it goes way, way back. And he's never done anything on Facebook to really earn a defriending or an unfriending and a blocking. Because you know what? He's kind of under the wire. He's kind of under the radar. But then
what you're saying is if someone is your friend on Facebook, they will get a birthday greeting.
If they are one of the 5,000 chosen, they will. Oftentimes, it's cut and paste. I would say there are maybe...
And what do you mean, oftentimes? Isn't it always cut and paste?
No, if it is someone that I know...
You don't address their name?
Sometimes I do, yeah.
Oh, you're so... Come on, you got to put a name to everybody.
Yeah, like you do?
I do!
No, you don't. You don't wish everybody happy
birthday. I wish people I know happy birthdays.
The people that I know. Here's sort of my barometer. Okay. If it's someone that I saw in a bar or a restaurant...
Here's Rob's barometer. A pulse.
That's right. And with Dennis, it was really on the wire. So if it's someone that I would like know, if I saw them in a restaurant or a bar, then I will give them something, or family, or a real life friend.
What was this weekend?
Okay, give us an example. Yeah,
what was the cut and paste? Today, I believe the cut and paste is one of my standard go tos. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Oh God!
But then, it's if it's someone I know,
not to be confused with have a boss birthday.
That's another good go-to. Over the weekend, yesterday was
you share
happy
a birthday,
birthday
with Elvis.
I've done that. Happy birthday, best Monday ever was yesterday. I try to mix it up, but you know what? The thought
like
is
and one give us an example of your personal greeting. What would be your more personal? What would you send Tab?
A Tab, I would say, dear heart. no, it would usually be you know, happy birthday, Tab. Thanks for all the support and all the stuff you do for the show.
Happy birthday, Tab. Great picture of that artificial bird.
Mockbird. But you see, the thing that where Dennis really bit me in the ass is that I wrote, you know, a standard pace to have a boss birthday or whatever. And then within moments, he replies. Yeah,
would you like to know? Let's see if Oscar and Greg can, because I know the response. Do you know what the
and
response was?
And it really was.
Oscar?
It was like a red hot.
Because this is actually, let me get this ready here. Hold
yeah.
on. It was, we're going to need musical accompaniment.
Because, you know, like I said, I've got a very complicated relationship.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'd like to wish everybody happy birthday. Mm-hmm. So I say, Dennis, have a boss birthday. And he replies.
F you, Rob.
No, even better. He replies, thanks, Rob. See you in Reno.
See you in Reno.
Wow.
He's coming to Reno.
Mm-hmm. I think I've hugged Dennis once or twice in my life.
Oh, you know, you have to really to come clean. You were excited to meet him.
Yeah.
I will put this offer out to Dennis
Murphy.
I was
excited.
Yeah.
I will put this offer out to Dennis Murphy for our Reno, for our people in Reno that are coming to CAT 2014.
Right.
I will say this. Dennis, if you come to Reno and you are there, you've got a ticket to the show, and you show up, I will bring you on stage for under one condition.
Oh, no.
If you allow me to pull every one of your teeth. If you allow me to pull every one of your teeth, I will bring you
And you
up
know
on
what's
stage.
Great about that? You won't need pliers. You'll just need to thump them with your finger.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Rob?
Yeah, just a surgical glove and just my thumb and forefinger.
Actually, Mike, if you catch it just right, it might unlace like the top of a bag of dog food.
Mike, what do you think about this for Rob's birthday when he has his standard go-to have a boss birthday instead of that he steals a page out of the Far East and he adds your lucky numbers and puts five different numbers there just like a fortune cookie.
Oh, and then I could also put learn Chinese and it would say like dog means like a fortune cookie
and
the lucky numbers and by the way
as my tribute to the fabulous Colburns that we went out to the Peking Gourmet restaurant and I had never learned this game because I missed it somewhere along my comedy highway. I missed this joke that when you get the fortune cookie, this is lots of fun. Mm-hmm. Do this every time if you're in a Chinese restaurant. Read the fortune cookie and then put in bed.
Oh, it's great.
At the end.
It's absolutely
great. It is a
great.
Wonderful, wonderful little game in bed.
A lot of fun.
And also,
you will receive a great fortune in bed.
I like, and also what's great is if you've had a few beers or tropical rum-based beverages, when you get
like
the fortune
cookie.
Like
for the volcano at the Peking Gourmet with the long straws.
When someone hands you your fortune cookie, put it in front of you and break it by hitting it with your fist as hard as you can.
Saw that firsthand.
For not only does it shatter the cookie beyond repair, all the silverware bounces and everyone turns in shock.
Big fun.
It is big fun.
Big fun at the old Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, you know the old Chinese restaurant.
Real quick before we go to break, I do want to touch on this. She has resurfaced, Monica Lewinsky, and this is a tale of two sexes. My wife had a sympathetic ear for Ms. Lewinsky while she was on the news today, coming out and talking about cyberbullying. And, you know, as much as it is Monica Lewinsky, and the timing is pretty suspect with Hillary coming out,
of course,
you know, for running for president, you don't know what the motivations are. But at the same time, are we expected to say to Monica Lewinsky, live a quiet life, just go away? I don't think so.
No, we can't.
I don't think
that's
necessarily fair.
Though, if she had any appreciable talent outside of what she did for the president,
right,
she would have gone further in life.
Well, I think she probably would be doing other things, and she's not.
No, but I'm saying
she's now got a cause, cyberbullying. She's a public spokesperson.
I get that, but okay. To put things in perspective, right?
Right.
She was young.
You say it's
she was
in anal bullying, Mike.
She was in the White House, and you know who wouldn't do the president, especially Slick Willie, at that point in your life, right?
Right.
You're impressionable. Why not? And after that was done, I could see she had started a handbag line. I saw her getting into that.
Right.
And then we fast forward 15 years later, and yes, there's a lot to be said about how she can't find the right job. Some people won't hire her for the scandal that was behind her.
Right.
There's one
right.
kind of job she's very qualified for.
Okay,
I would say you take a page out of what everybody who has a DC or national scandal does. They go and they become a talking head on TV. That's what happens. And everybody
forgives
them.
She may be
them.
Shooting for this because she now her cause that she's speaking out against cyberbullying. And in fairness to her, she is not...
She had the book.
She's coming out with a cause. She used this this quote that said compassion deficit online, which there is. And I'm for that. I'm for people spotlighting that because I think there's a tremendous compassion deficit in our society, especially online with anonymity. But at the same time, you say
listening to her speech, I said, where is, there still seems to be a lack of personal responsibility. She considers herself, referred to herself as patient zero for cyberbullying also as a victim. Well, I'm sorry. I know you're 22, but you were still there.
A grown-up,
it was
too.
The most powerful man in the world. Yes, he took advantage. Of course he did.
Yeah, and
he was a scumbag to do that.
Nobody would have known. Everyone would have said anything.
And right. Mike,
I know good eggs stay quiet.
You and I have been
Oscar.
We have been accused of being the suspicious. We are the suspicious type. I'm wondering who is truly behind this. And if you know what, if this is totally her doing, then God bless her. It seems to be a great cause. But it seems to me that this is a great way to put her toe in the water, to reintroduce her right before the election with a cause that everyone can agree on. Because who's going to say cyberbullying? No, I'm in favor of that. You know, this is a pretty safe cause to come out. It is relatable to her.
Right.
And this is going to allow her to get the press coverage she needs to get closer and closer to being an acceptable voice. Right at a great time when people are going to listen to her.
It's a conspiracy theory.
So I'm curious to see what happens and who's behind it. So
yeah, it's backed by somebody else, right?
This is painting with a broad brush, and I apologize for this. I wish I knew more about it, and I'm going to do a little research. But I just wanted to see how old she was. She's 41, right?
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I said, how do you become the rising phoenix when you come out of this national, international scandal? How do you do this as a young woman? Mm. Because you want to fight. You want to crawl. You need to do something to establish yourself, right? And she's written a book, and the book just came out. She is, because of this new election coming up, people are asking her again what happened with Bill. And I'm looking at her early life and education. She grew up in West Brentwood, in right outside of Beverly
Hills.
Wealthy
girl. Yes. Very wealthy girl.
And I'm looking at, just her body of work here, and it says to me that for what she has been afforded to her, the opportunities have been afforded to her.
Yes.
She could have done anything with her life. Yeah. Anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if this is what she's still holding on to, like, come on.
That's a good point. Yeah. In fact, all your points are good points, and I think we ought to keep an eye on this and see where it goes, because the fact is, this woman's going to be getting a lot of press, and whether it continues through the election cycle, we'll have to wait and see.
My gut is that it seems calculated. That's
and I also
gut.
Feel that there's a that she seems to have some sympathetic ears out there as well.
True. Very
because,
true.
As Rob said, she picked the right cause. Who's not for preventing some of this cyberbullying that results in people committing suicide. So we'll watch and we'll see what happens. We'll take a break. When we come back, it is news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom. Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
He hates that
Pony.
Promo. He hates it. I love it.
It's excellent.
And don't forget, it's the mailbag tomorrow. So if you want to get your last-minute ones in, get them to Rob tonight, because he might be on the show tomorrow. So that's when we do our mailbag segment on the show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Every night, I can't wait to get into my Sleep Number bed. The dual air technology guarantees that as soon as I snuggle in, I'm asleep before I know it, and I have proof. You see, every Sleep Number bed is available with Sleep IQ technology that uses sensors to track and optimize your sleep. There's nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. You just sleep. It actually tracks your heart and respiratory rates so you know the precise amount of perfect sleep you get every night. It's the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number setting is an 80, Carla's is an 85. You can only find this amazing technology at a Sleep Number store, where a Sleep Number C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at just $999.98. See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And please, 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 please don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
News.
Boo.
Kris Jenner, everybody, would like you to know that her estranged husband, Bruce, is not becoming a woman.
Noted.
On the Today Show yesterday, she said rumors are silly, adding, quote, they've been saying that since the 1970s. Kris also pretended.
Who said it in the 1970s?
Do you remember that?
I don't. Well, you weren't alive in the 70s.
That's true.
Well, maybe Renee Richards and when that was going on. I'm not sure. Kris also pretended she had no idea who Bruce is dating right now, despite rumors that she's furious at him for hooking up with her best friend.
Oh, dear.
She said, quote, I just want him to be happy. I don't care who he goes out with, and I don't know who he's dating. He doesn't check in with me, man.
You know, John Cake Sawville also said those rumors were silly.
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 Oh, man. Do you see Bruce Willis dating Kris's best friend? That's bazilly. A Florida mom is not happy that Toys R Us is selling Breaking Bad action figures. And she has launched an online petition to get them removed from the shelves.
You know, dad has one.
Really?
On his desk. And I've heard him on the phone with me. And he'll say, hold on a second. He'll say, Kathy, where's Heisenberg's hat? And then I'll hear in the background, I had to put it away because we had the kids over. It's in the closet.
The woman, Susan Shriver, says that even though the toys are advertised for ages 15 and up, they send the wrong message about drugs. She explains, quote, kids mimic their action figures. Do you want your child in an orange jumpsuit? I think she's thinking too much. Last we checked, her petition on charge.org had over 5,800 signatures. The best part of this story is that Breaking Bad star Bryan Cranston responded on Twitter. Oh, he's a cool man.
He is very cool.
This is his response, joking. He said, quote, I'm so mad I'm burning my Florida mom action figure in protest.
Nice.
Good for him. More Kardashian news. I got to put it in here when it's in here. Do you want Kim Kardashian to endorse your product? Boys, would you like her as the official spokesperson for the Mike O'Mara show?
I would. I think I would.
No,
okay,
thanks.
Well, then it's going to cost you big time, Rob, and we'll have it come out of your share.
That'll be fine. How much am I paying?
Some trashy website got a hold of some emails between Kim and a company that was hoping to hire her. Here were her demands.
Okay.
Here it goes. Perfect. For starters, the endorsement itself costs $750,000 to $1 million.
All right.
Well, I can do $750,000, but I can't do a million.
See you in 25 years,
that's
Rob.
Right.
And if you need Kim to actually make an appearance to hype your brand, she requires a lot more than that. They didn't give the details. She wants five first-class plane tickets, plus one in coach.
Wow.
Who gets a ride in coach?
Who knows?
You know what? Three of the first-class tickets are for her ass.
First-class hotel accommodations, one suite for the talent, and standard rooms for the rest of her posse.
Ugh.
A glam fee, meaning a day rate for her hair and makeup team, plus first-class ground transportation and airport greeter service, security, and a per diem.
Wow. You know what's amazing? That's the same rider, not the talent fee, but that rider is the same one that Patton Oswalt used when he came to see us here in studio.
No word on who she puts in coach, so way to go, Kim. And
Scott, probably. My favorite.
Poor Scott.
I have four cold tips for you boys,
okay.
So you don't get sick. Get as much fresh air as possible is number one. Stepping outside gives you a break from the germs circulating indoors. Number two, find time to relax. Just being stressed out messes with your immune system, and the immune system is key to this. It fights off different microbes that enter your bloodstream. Number three, wash your hands more often. My mom has always said
Mac.
That one. I think that's a big deal. Mac, did you wash your hands after you first of all, did you shower today?
I showered last night.
Oh
God.
Oh. What about this morning, my friend?
Washing my hands, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good.
When did you wash your hands? He's being
right after breakfast.
Hesitant. What?
Why would you not wash them before breakfast?
Ooh. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. We'll wash them more often, please.
Mike, a quick BM, some eggs, and then off to the bathroom.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, hot water and soap are still better than any kind of hand sanitizer. Ideally, you should soap up for about 20 seconds. And remember, the kind of soap should be the pump version. Germs can actually grow on a bar of soap.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How about that?
Do you boys have bars of soap in your homes?
Bars. Or? All pump soaps at our sinks, but I use a bar of soap
in the shower.
Okay. I think a lot of people do. And number four, get enough sleep. A 2009 study by Carnegie Mellon found our cable connection sucks.
Oh, God.
Well, the
didn't
good
need
news
a study
is,
for that.
Is that now you're Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
All right. 30-year-old Genoveva Nunez Figueroa recently started dating a guy named Lawrence in Thousand Oaks, California after they met online. Thousand Oaks, about 40 miles northwest of L.A. Mm-hmm. After five or six dates, he broke off, but it's Genoveva. I've never seen that. Genoveva wasn't ready to give up on the relationship. So on Sunday, she tried to break into his house.
Oh.
You know how she did it?
How?
She climbed down his chimney.
That is not a good idea.
And she got stuck about 8 feet down. Luckily, someone heard her crying around 5:45 in the morning.
Whoa.
And called 911. Firefighters had to tear apart the top of the chimney and lube her up with a dish soap to get her out. It took about 5 hours, and there's a photo online where she's on the roof completely covered in soot. It's not clear what Genoveva was planning to do if she had made it into the house, but apparently the guy caught her up on his roof once before. Jesus.
What?
She's been charged with illegal entry and giving false information to police, and she is due back in court today.
This is what happens when you go on Craigslist looking for a piece of ash.
Crazy is crazy.
Yeah. That's, you know what? He couldn't stand it. Even though we don't have the video, he had to get that line. A piece of ash. There you go. Thank you. On Saturday, a house caught fire in Fresno, and a woman on the sidewalk started screaming that her 73-year-old father was inside. Well, that's when some guy casually walked toward the fire and went inside. Yes, wow. There are people like that in the world. 30 seconds later, he came running back out with the dad on his shoulder. Amazing.
Wow.
Everyone was checking on the dad. The guy who saved him just walked away. Nobody knows who he was.
Oh, I saw him.
There were also a couple of guys who ran in, but he's the one that pulled the guy out.
I eyeballed him on the news, and even money that he's not here legally in this country, and he doesn't want to be found.
You think that's the case?
Oh, yeah.
You okay. are. Oh, that yeah. is so wrong. How do you know that? How do you know that? Just you're profiling him, Oscar, is
Mike,
what you're doing.
We know our own kind.
Okay. And now a little something, a little other side of the spectrum. Ashley Zender is a 24-year-old biology teacher in Pasadena. She also coaches cheerleading, or at least she did. She might have trouble finding another job after this. Earlier this month, Ashley asked to talk to a school administrator and said one of her students, here we go again, had gotten a naked photo of her, which he'd been texting other students. I thought it was a she. Her best guess was that he used her phone without her knowing. It is a lady. And telling someone would have been the smart thing for Ashley to do. If it was true. But once the school started looking into it, a 17-year-old male cheerleader revealed he and Ashley had been sleeping together.
Well, then.
Yeah,
oh, well, there's something
we
for you.
The old
there
Snapchat.
Were a bunch of text messages to his phone to prove it, and he turns out she originally sent him the naked photo over Snapchat. There we go.
I just guessed.
You do it. Yeah.
Look at
Ashley
that.
Was in court yesterday. A judge set her bail at $10,000. By the way, Ashley's engaged. According to her
Ooh,
Facebook page,
man.
No word on whether that's still on, though.
What's her name again, if you don't mind?
Her name is Ashley. The name of her fiance is Lucky.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break, and we will come back more. Can we maybe try to reconnect? Is that possible?
I went the finish line.
Yeah.
Why mess with something that's working?
You. Thank you. I'm not paying attention to that. We'll take a break. Okay. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Podcasts are great, but with all the podcasts out there, how do you choose? Let me recommend for your listening pleasure, Cake and Cookies. It's hosted by Katie Forbes von Herman and my dad, Rob Spiewak. I like it because it's family friendly, and they never use words like head, bullshit, son of a bitch, and they never say go fuck yourself, because kids don't need that kind of filth in their life. Cake and Cookies, every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com, a part of More Broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everything all right? Everything
good? Yeah, it's good to see you.
Right. Cameron Hughes wine really exploding in popularity on the Mike O'Mara Show. We had our first commercial for him yesterday. People are really getting excited about this. Great wine doesn't cost a lot to make. It costs a lot to buy. Until you meet Cameron Hughes. People are excited about this website. I bought my wife two bottles of wine, lot 555 at CameronHughes.com. Let me tell you how it works. They are high-end wineries. Sometimes they produce a little more wine than they can sell at their premium prices. They don't want to store it, so they sell it to Cameron Hughes for pennies on the dollar, as long as he promises not to disclose where he got it. Then Cameron sells direct to you at chwine.com for 30 to 70% off. You can try amazing wines at a fraction of the cost. Oscar and Rob can tell you firsthand how great the wine is. You guys have both sampled the wines,
right?
Oh,
it's fantastic. May I personally recommend to you, Mike, Lot 429. It's a Zinfandel. Wow. Just delicious.
My brother-in-law is a wine aficionado. I let him know about this. I said, hey, you have to check this out. He was so pumped up for the wines they had. I kid you not. And he really generally likes wine. I didn't know he loved it this much.
Right.
He ordered 15 bottles. 15 bottles because the prices were so right. And I'm going to quote because he texted me back. I sent you this text yesterday.
Yes.
I was pretty excited. He says, look, there is a wine there that I usually buy for $120. The bottles here are $30. Bottles start at $15.
Yeah.
So if you can get a $120 bottle for $30, that is a steal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And only the best wineries. Here's the deal for our listeners. 20% off any wine. I took advantage of this myself last night. Free shipping and an exclusive 2012 cab release that you won't find anywhere else. I talked about that. Two bottles coming to the O'Mara household, lot 555. Just remember the code TMOS. Visit chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and enter TMOS. It's really easy to see where it is. It's the radio promotion icon. That's chwine.com. Click the mic, enter TMOS, 20% off and free shipping. Don't wait. Once these wines are gone, they're gone. chwine.com and cheers, Cameron. That's good stuff. We're looking forward
good
to
guy.
That. Without
nice
further
guy.
Ado, let's open up the audio vaults for Tuesday, October 21st, 2014, Rob Spiewak.
What do you say, Lou Holtz? Are we ready?
Well, I don't get a brain bang cold, but they're...
We have heard in the past that Aretha Franklin is not a particularly easy woman to work with. Mm-hmm. She is very particular and perhaps lacks patience. So maybe she's not the best person to put on one of those satellite tours where you do an interview with a different Fox station every 5 minutes all morning.
Oh, boy, this has potential.
So let's hear a little bit of Aretha talking via satellite to reporters.
All right. Is this Fox 2?
This is. You're talking to Jason Carr. How are you this morning?
I'm sorry?
I said, how are you this morning? Is you know, off to? Is your
I'm
day
very
off to
well. Why'd you want to take those particular songs on?
Mr. Davis, Clive Davis, the chairman of J Records, Arista, RCA, brought the concept to me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. Brought the concept with a list of songs. And can you turn that down for the moment?
Yes. Guys, control room, let's turn it down. Come on.
Could you turn
Franklin
that down?
Speaking. Let's turn it down. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
She is not happy.
They were just trying to help her move
Tell
it along.
Tell me about it. Tell me about
it's
it.
It's like when you're in a restaurant, they want you to eat fast. They'll put fast music on. Start talking faster, lady.
Mike, are you familiar with the website Gawker.com?
I've heard of it,
They have come up with the ugliest accent in America. Do you care to guess where it is?
The ugliest accent in America?
Yes. I'll give you a hint. It just edged out Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, that is a great hint.
I hate to say it.
Yes?
But I'm going to go with Buffalo, New York.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. 20 down. It's Pittsburgh. Let's hear some of the examples of the accent of the native Pittsburgher.
He's got cheese in the middle.
I'm going to ask you guys just one last time.
We used to loaf down Mario's and Blue Lou's till my wife got kicked out for sliding down that fireman pole. My grandma used to live next door to Marn Cope. Yin's beating 3:45 down at the Kaufman's clock.
Hey, Yin's guys just need to cool down and cut it out.
I rode the trolley once from the Van Halen concert down the arena over there at Station Square.
Yeah, Yin's guys have a bad accent.
I didn't know. I never knew Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
My sincere apologies to Jimmy Cerrito and Buffalo. Sorry
That's so it'll be okay. And also, last night on Conan, I believe it was, Chelsea Handler was on and threw a fat joke at
I'm glad you have this for
Andy
all
Richter,
fat guys.
And yes. I love the way he threw it right back at her.
Good way to end, Rob.
Attaboy, Andy.
Do you go in the water or the ocean a lot? Or you? Because
yes.
Some people hate the ocean.
No, I like the ocean.
Do you?
I do. I like the ocean very much.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
You must. Do you float a lot in the ocean?
Sure. What do you sink? It might be that cast iron heart.
He's one of my favorites. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, I love that. Way to go, Andy Richter. And really, on the fly, pretty good.
Yeah.
Chelsea Handler. Biatch. Anyway. So, sorry. That's the way I think. That's the way I feel about her. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, it's Circus Circus Cat 2014. Tickets on sale, everybody. Get your tickets. 800-648-5010. Everyone who buys a ticket qualifies for our super deluxe backstage whore passes where you get to party with us before the show. And boy, do we party before the show.
Yeah. Oh, there's cheese and everything.
Yeah. No, like pre-gaming with us. We just get drunk. Anyway, special TMOS room rates are available. Just click the link at Mike O'Mara's show's website. It's Cat 2014 at the Mandalay Ballroom.
Look at
Circus
Mike.
Circus in Reno. Come on, get drunk with us.
Come on and get drunk.
Should be a lot of fun. We'll see you getting drunk.
Bye.
Take care. Roscoe Santana, Rob Shrew. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The show's over. Don't forget to go to naturebox.com and sign up to get your free sampler box of great-tasting, healthy snacks. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with delicious treats like barbecue kettle kernels. Go to naturebox.com/TMOS. That's naturebox.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.